Well, the information still is rather very scanty, but there has been a consistent gun battle between the law enforcement agencies and the Boko Haram sect somewhere in Port Elizabeth. And if you recall, this is really not the first time. It's been there for quite some few months now. I also think that from the information that we are receiving, that the battle has been raging for, you know, quite some hours now.
This is the region, Port Elizabeth is the region in the northern Nigeria where President Jonathan declared a state of emergency.
Yeah.
Does this mean this, the whole region is not stabilized yet?
Well, the issue is not that of declaration of state of emergency. I think there is a very serious misconception of the very magnitude of this crisis by the highest security, or I will say political echelon in this country. Because if by any stroke of imagination, declaration of state of emergency means enforcing security measures and taking the security considerations away from the hands of the politicians, then I will say that by the development in Port Elizabeth, Yobe State and some other parts of the country, that the intention for which the state of emergency is supposed to serve really is not serving. And clearly then that goes to also suggest that perhaps the very nature of the crisis has not been properly comprehended by both the security agencies and the state in Abuja.
In your view, or as far as you know, is the whole of this region now in northern Nigeria in the state of insurgency? Is it a full-blown insurgency now, or maybe moving towards that?
Well, it is not. Northern Nigeria constitutes basically more than 60% of the Nigerian nation, and I hope you know that Nigeria has a population of 140 million people. And even in terms of landmass, the coverage in northern Nigeria really constitutes between 65 to 70% of the entire landmass that is made up of Nigeria. And the crisis that we are seeing today basically is more dominant in the northeastern part. So it's not the whole of northern Nigeria.
To what extent is this violence a product of religion?
Well, I think the fundamental issue here is that there is a misplacement of priority on the part of both the security agencies and the national political leadership. Nigeria is a country that is bedeviled by tremendous economic hardship, illiteracy, backwardness, want and apathy, a population that is growing at an alarming rate, and all social infrastructure such as schools, roads, electricity, and the rest of them have been on the decline for a very long time. So a lot of young people that you know have come into life, they have not really found purpose in existence, and the corruption therefore has resulted in misplacement of priority and the inability of state to properly invest public wealth in the area of provision of necessary infrastructure that will facilitate the life and activity of the citizen. And in a situation like that, what you're bound to find, therefore, is a lot of disenchantment, a lot of, withdrawal on the part of the citizenry. I'm not surprised that if a frantic social effort is not put in terms of the evolution of a more progressive social policy that will address the concerns of the very young, infrastructure that will guarantee the future of these young people to the extent that the moment they put minimum effort, they should be able to have self-actualization. And I think this basically addresses the Nigerian question at the moment.
And lastly, Dr. Martin, briefly, from what I hear you say, it's more of youth that are not able to see a bright future and result of a social economic problem than a religious one.
Yes, that's basically what it is, because as the founder of communism, Karl Marx, once said, religion is the opium of the masses. And when the common man is terribly emasculated by the weak policies of those imposed over authority, what he does is that he goes back to the scripture. And so basically the issue has to do more with the economic structure of the society, which defines the social relations that people enter into. I don't see it as religious. The whole issue, in my view, is economic, that has translated into social ramifications. But the moment that the denominator is not common, you have one or two differences. These differences are always exploited and brought to the fore as responsible for the social mayhem that we are experiencing in this society.